Aston Martin's season spirals as both cars crash out at the Barcelona-Catalunya Grand Prix, leaving them a staggering 4 seconds behind pole position. Here's why this revelation could reshape their future strategy. The Silverstone-based team faces a crisis on multiple fronts, with Chief Trackside Officer Mike Crack admitting their issues are far more complex than a single flaw. "I think it's everything," he states, highlighting their struggles with the AMR26 chassis, Honda power unit integration, and drivability concerns. Both Fernando Alonso and Lance Stroll's retirements during the race underscore a persistent problem that transcends circuit characteristics. Crack notes the team's poor performance at two vastly different circuits, Barcelona and Monaco, indicating that their shortcomings are systemic rather than track-specific. This multifaceted dilemma raises the stakes. Addressing one issue is feasible, but tackling several simultaneously while competitors advance is daunting. Despite the adversity, Crack sees potential for growth. He emphasizes that even in defeat, valuable insights emerge, aiding future development. "You always learn new things," he insists, as the team aims to refine their processes and strategies moving forward. The road ahead is challenging, but lessons learned may light the way for Aston Martin's revival.